Hey, what's up? It's been too cool for Sunday. We are recording live. We are talking shit. We are doing the same things that we always used to do. We're just putting on another Sunday. We're going to fucking timestamp it. We're going to talk about the lunar eclipse and how the government is trying to send rockets to the fucking moon to go like shoot it down or some shit. We're going to talk about Fort Wayne Food Slut, who I think is my arch nemesis. I have so much shit to talk about her. The fucking little face reveal that still hasn't happened. I might have touched on that before. And we're going to talk about drinking tequila on a Sunday when you got to go to work the next day. So let's fucking have at it. It's been too cold. What's up, y'all? What's up? I'm not going to rap tonight. I've been trying to prepare some more little conspiracy raps for everybody. I think they've been fucking fire. Sometimes I sit alone by myself and I fucking just listen to my own fucking rap shit, and I listen to it and I fucking keep thinking, like, why the fuck does the general population not latch onto this? Why don't they want to hear the facts? Why don't they want to know how I can astral project to fucking Thailand and come right back all in the same fucking thought? It's like astrophysics, but, you know, no one gives a shit about that. So, I guess my biggest gripe, I'm going to talk about Fort Wayne Food Slut. I think I've talked about her before. I don't know if I published these episodes before or if I've just put them in my drafts. But for all of y'all, there is a food critic who got famous off hiding her face, but showing her blonde ass hair and her, like, slightly better average than body, going to restaurants where she would eat food that looks really pretty. Right? I'm sure every city has one of these. To call you out, Fort Wayne Fusla, I actually think you're from Buffalo. I actually think you're Buffalo food slut from 2 years ago who relocated to Fort Wayne. I bet y'all motherfuckers in Fort Wayne didn't know anything about a Buffalo food slut, but I'm gonna spread the knowledge. Go back 2 years, Fort Wayne food slut blew up 2 years ago. Buffalo food slut been blown up from 2 years ago. Looks just like Fort Wayne food slut. She ain't saying shit. Her friends ain't saying shit. She had to relocate because she got faced off. Like, someone fucking spread her fucking face. And, you know, Fort Wayne Food Slut, I'm cool with what you're doing. I'm cool with all of it. I'm cool with how you hype the restaurants. I'm cool with how you put your little persona out there. I'm cool with your little trip to fucking Brazil and fucking Colombia. I'm cool with your fucking $10,000 food trip to go tell us how we should be eating your motherfucking food. On your motherfucking get $200 for every fucking little post that you do, how you make money, so we follow you. I'm cool with it. Like, I'm not gonna hate on it, but, like, probably the people that follow you should understand that you're banking probably more money than minimum goddamn wage, and probably more money than twice minimum wage, and probably more than the fucking servers are. They're actually out there fucking serving the goddamn food. Hating on the fucking kitchen staff, because kitchen staff ain't shit, and we're not working in these high-end restaurants which you're going to go eat in. And that's not even why I'm hating on you. I'm hating on you because you don't come to the hotels and you don't promote the city actually the way that I think you should promote the city, with the hotels and the restaurants and Visit Fort Wayne, which is the convention bureau, and the sports teams. Like, I think you just have your own little agenda out there, and you're a little misguided because you don't actually understand how hospitality works in this fucking city. Because you're from fucking Buffalo, and you failed there, and you came here, and you tried to do it a little bit different. I'm not saying that's what you did. I'm not saying I have insider information. I'm just saying Instagram might have gave me a recommendation where I could have go studied someone who's also called Buffalo Food Slut, who looks just like you, But you're 20 pounds lighter now than what you were there because you're in Buffalo and you might have went to a Buffalo Bills game and you might have smashed some fucking tables. But anyway, this podcast is not about you. You're cool. This podcast is about the motherfucking aliens that are here. This podcast is about the South Pole. This podcast is about Antarctica. This podcast is about my friends. This podcast is about the things that entertain me. This podcast is about selling a Hilton product. This podcast is about how you make money. This podcast is about how you fucking make life go. This isn't about you, Buffalo food slut. Hell no. This is not a hate podcast. This is not about keeping your face fucking hidden. Because my face is out there. My name's out there. You want to follow me? Fucking follow me. Too Cold for Sunday. On all the social media platforms. Tell your fucking friends. Tell them to like this page on Instagram. This one on Twitter. This one on Facebook. Tell your friends. I know who the motherfucker's real name is. I know his real name. Tell your friends. This is that motherfucker's real name on Facebook. This is what he does. This is what he goes through. These are his life struggles. Don't be a fucking hidden superstar who eventually... This is the fucked up thing. This is the fucked up part about it. Like, Fort Wayne food slut, Buffalo food slut. Like, you're gonna get to a certain point where you have to face reveal and name reveal. And are you gonna reveal your real face and your real name? And are you going to fucking tie that behind all the bullshit that you were doing? Because you know what? I am. This podcast is so fucking light and little. Like, I put a cute little name on it. I said Too Cold for Sunday. I wanted to have a little stage name for it. But I was never against actually fucking giving my real name. Or my background. Or what I've been through. Or the colleges that I went to. Or what I've done professionally. It was just kind of cute that I hid that in the background. So some motherfuckers who actually knew me while this was underground could go spread that fucking word. But you know what? I know about you, Fort Wayne Buffalo food slut. Like, you haven't spread any of that fucking information out there. So you want to stay secret. You might hit 100,000 followers for like a year while I'm doing the long game. Like, this is my retirement plan. This is how I'm about to get famous. Instead of collecting Social Security, you know the difference. I'm going to collect Social Security. I'm going to collect a check. And I'm going to have 20 million followers. You know where you're going to be by the time we collect Social Security? Nowhere. Nowhere. This is a financial game for me. And fuck, I hate to throw that out there. I hate to make this like some man versus woman shit. On how you decide to get famous. I hate to make this a little thing on, do you get famous early or do you get famous late? Do you want to put that, do you want to have that base behind you where they fully understand where you came from? And do you want motherfuckers to come back to listen to the shit that you put out 60 years ago? No, that's a little bit much. But you want someone to come back and listen to your first episode 20 years from now who worships you versus you being you and just throwing yourself out there and not even fucking revealing your face when from what I hear from a few motherfuckers I know that have seen you said that you're cute, said that you had that behind you. And you wanted to hide that you were cute because you didn't want cute to be part of what the fuck it is that you did. I mean, I get it. I'm just coming from a different fucking perspective. Shit, I'm cute too. But I put my motherfucking face on my podcast. I didn't necessarily put my name behind it, but you can find my motherfucking name. If you know the motherfuckers who are spreading the podcast to you. You ask them, you ask the motherfucker, how'd you hear about this podcast? How do you know this motherfucker? It's called Too Cold up in Fort Wayne in the 46807, now the 46835. How'd you hear about him? oh, we got a direct line to a motherfucker that can come trace me back, can come back to my Facebook page, the only one I got. I don't got three or four like you. I mean, I want to be dead ass serious. You want to, I'm just going to leave it there. I gave y'all a little 10-minute thing to critique. It's cool. I don't hate what she's doing, and I don't think what I'm doing is any better. I'm just talking about the differences between two people who are going out there trying to get famous and trying to do something special. Buffalo Food Slut, if you want to come on my podcast, you want to do it over the phone, you want to do it face-to-face, that's cool, I got you. If you got the balls to do it, because maybe you do, because we ain't seen your face, we don't even know if you got chin hair or not, that's cool. But you know where to find me. This is what we're doing. Hey, y'all, it's been fun. Peace out. It's always too fucking cold.